Starlight Theater has been an integral part of Kansas City summers since 1950, but there's a new initiative underway to stage shows when the theater is usually empty during the winter months. Steve Walker, reporting for KCUR 89.3, tells us about a January slate that offers no less than four off-Broadway-type productions.
After nearly three decades of running the Fox Theater in St. Louis, Richard Baker took on the job of president and CEO of Starlight Theater in March of 2014. He recalls what was on his plate as soon as he arrived.
When I first got here, the very first thing I had to do was get a summer series booked. But as soon as I got that done, I started thinking about, well, why do we lie fallow all winter? Especially when I saw this gorgeous stage we have. And in fact, it's one of the biggest stages I've seen outside of Radio City Music Hall. So I said, well, what if we could build a theater inside and do some productions there?
To kick off the first indoor production last winter, Starlight capitalized on the big budget movie 50 Shades of Grey by bringing in the satiric spoof 50 Shades, the musical parody. Chairs and risers sat upon the actual Starlight stage, shut off from the elements by a winterproof wall. And Baker admits he was surprised by who showed up.
We found out that over 40% of the people that came to this show had never been to Starlight before, which was incredible because we're actually drawing in a whole new audience. And what our hopes are is if we can get them here in the winter, we can convert them and get them out here in the summer.
Starlight expands its indoor series to four productions in January. There's a one-man Star Wars trilogy and a two-man retelling of the Harry Potter books. A stern nun makes up the cast of the nostalgic Late Night Catechism, set in a Catholic school classroom. Carolyn Gibble is the director of indoor programming and lobbied for the show that opens the series.
One of the first shows I really considered was Dixie's Tupperware Party, and it's probably the naughtiest out of the shows that we have coming. It's a real-life Tupperware party, and she is a loudmouth broad that will say anything, and you never really know exactly what's going to come out of her mouth.
My 428, my Piccadilly, oh yes. It's got this plunger with slats in the bottom. What does Tupperware say to do with that? Oh, I'm going to tell you.
On a recent afternoon, Baker and Gibble walk into areas backstage the summer audiences will never see, but the winter audiences will be invited in for the shows. And as a bonus, a peek behind the scenes. Describe where we are. This is an area backstage where all the sets go and for all the big summer shows.
Yeah, last year I kept trying to tell people, well, if this wall went up, you would see the seats. And it's so hard for people to imagine it. But I really, all of a sudden, I was like, well, look up. And they looked up and they could see the fly space and the rails. And then they were like, oh, I get it now.
One notices that though it's pretty cold outside, the performance area backstage is surprisingly toasty. Something last year's audiences weren't expecting.
First, we had people, a lot of questions when we first announced the season. Well, do I need to bring a parka or a blanket? No, we're indoors. We're not going to. But it was interesting to me that we had some people that were willing to, okay, I'll wear my long johns and come see the theater.
Yeah.
But we told them that. And then a lot of people, when they first walked in, I heard several comments about, I had no idea you had a theater back here, as if it was a separate building. Because when they come through a different way, they're not sure exactly where they are. And it takes them a minute sometimes to realize they're actually on the stage.
Back in Richard Baker's office, he recalls when he first told Starlight's year-round staff that the winter months could get a bit busier.
Without question or without fail, they all said, no, this is exciting. We want to do this. So, I had the full staff behind me saying, no, this is fun. We get kind of bored in the winter. Let's do something that's different. So just because we always did it some way is not a reason I will accept. I at least want people to try things. In fact, I think I learn more from my mistakes than I do from my successes. But my adage has always been, if we're not making some mistakes, we're not trying hard enough.
Baker adds that by the end of January, he and Gibble will get a measure of the success of Starlight indoors. Decisions will then be made about how to repeat or expand the concept. Baker says he even foresees a time when shows at Starlight might be offered year-round. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Steve Walker.
The Starlight Indoors series begins January 12th with Dixie's Tupperware Party, continues with Potted Potter, and concludes with Late Night Catechism and One Man Star Wars Trilogy at the end of January. For more information, you can visit kcur.org/arts.